Wash up Christ.
When swearing, do you pronounce it the same way?
No.
All right, but now, would you mind using a swearing word?
I swear I didn't do so and so.
But would you mind using a profane word?
Oh, damn, or something like that.
The preacher preaches a what?
Gospel.
What does he preach on Sunday morning? You say his
sermon.
You always say that our pastor's
text.
What? No, you were right about the sermon is too long.
Yeah, too long. Mm-hmm.
Now, if he gets up there and he does a good job and it's real short, you say the preacher delivered a fine
short message, sermon.
One might say, I go to church to hear the sermon. And another one might say, I don't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
singing.
The choir and the organist provided good
song, hymn.
All right, what do we play on the organ?
The music.
Okay. Oh, that music is
so good.
The service was
so fine today. High spirit.
All right, the sunset was
what?
The sunset, you're standing out looking at the sunset. You said, oh, the sunset was
so beautiful.
The enemy and opposite of God is called the what?
Devil.
What do we used to call the devil for little children?
Bad man.
Have you ever used the term the boogeyman?
Yeah, boogeyman, bad man.
Have you ever heard of O'Hara? Does that mean anything to you?
No, I ain't never done that.
What do people think they see at night to frighten them all in white?
I think see some kind of spook or some dead person spirit or something.
What do we used to call them? We said that house?
Haunts.
Okay. If there is a lonely house off on a dark road, and people think they hear strange noises come from it at night,
yeah,
they
might. House.
Right. What do they call the things that make the noise?
Ghosts.
The house where they live is called what?
A haunted house.
If somebody died mysteriously in a house and people were afraid to live in there, what kind of house would they call it?
A ghost house.
Better put on a sweater. It's getting what?
Cold. Too.
It's getting rather chilly.
Rather chilly.
Okay. I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
I can't stay long.
And if you don't really want to go, you say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd what?
I really go if you want to go, but I'd really sure don't want to go.
All right. What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time?
Hello, friend. I ain't seen you in a long time. Why you been cute yourself?
Okay. How do you express your feelings about seeing him?
Shake hands. I'm glad to meet you.
All right. He owns 500 acres. How much land would that be?
Oh, 500 acres. That'd be a lot. That'd be 7 miles, I reckon. It's about,
You said that's a what of land?
That's a big plantation.
All right. How would you describe that in terms of how much it is? I'm not talking about
how many 500 acres.
Is that a small amount, or you say that's a whole?
Large state.
All right. Do you ever use write smart? Have you ever used the word write smart?
Mean write smart.
It would mean a lot.
Yeah, I have a write smart. You have a write smart.
Okay. Suppose you're talking about money.
Well, you have a write smart of money. You might be worth $100,000 or $50,000.
What about pain? Huh? Pain.
I'm paying your debts?
No, pain, like you're hurting.
Oh.
Use write smart with pain.
Oh, you have a lot of smart achy pain in the limb.
Okay, now use write smart with trouble.
Yeah, you always have a whole lot of trouble.
Use right smart.
Right smart of trouble.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, you have good luck something.
Would you use right smart with good luck?
Sometimes I have right smart and good luck.
All right, bad luck.